from their point of view, I suppose they're well aware of, you know, obviously when teams come to Finn Park, we're well aware if they're up the night before or how their preparation's gone and whatnot. And they probably knew we travelled down. You know, we left Balbofey at 9:30 yesterday morning, and we didn't get our beds into, well, I certainly didn't get to my bed till 5:00 in the morning last night. So, you know, they probably seen where, you know, they probably looked at it and said, well, they'll have a good go at us from the start. And to be honest, you know, we looked a wee bit leggy in the first maybe 15, 20 minutes, and they caught us out for the first goal, you know, and definitely not ideal down there. They had a decent crowd there, and you know, they were well up for the game, and they're a good side. So, you know, it certainly was. It was disappointing to concede so early, and then you know, again in the second half, they conceded the killer second so early in the second half as well. You know, kind of left it an uphill battle for us.
Well, that goal, second goal, came 4 minutes into the second half, but I suppose James has got things together and managed to pull one back to Mark Brawley.
Yeah, well, we. To be honest, I was looking at it about after half an hour of the game, and we should have been 3-1 up. You know, I can't see anybody even down in Cork arguing with that. You know, we had three, you know, great chances. You know, we didn't take them. And you know, we could use the excuse maybe that maybe we were a wee bit leggy for their goal, but I think overall on the night we didn't defend well enough. We certainly didn't defend as well as we're capable. You know, like Gavin Cullen came in, and you know he pulled off some fantastic saves, and he kept the score down later on in the game. But you know, like I've played 9 or 10 games with the boys, and they're definitely more capable. But there was big holes there last night, and we didn't defend well enough, and obviously our finishing wasn't good enough either. And you know, without a doubt, it could have been, you know, half time it could have been 3-1 or 3-2 up. And, you know, we were hoping to go out in the second half with that belief, you know, with the chances we created that we were going to get one. But, you know, we were caught open again with poor defending for the second goal. And, you know, but then obviously we got one back, you know, young Oisín McManaman, we put him on up front, and he picked the ball up in midfield and carried it forward and laid off a beautiful ball for Mark Brawley and he smashed it into the top corner, you know. So, you know, it definitely gave us a bit of hope, but, you know, it just didn't happen really for us after that, you know.